It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Did you guys like all that wind and rain and nastiness yesterday? Good God.
Couldn't
I left
remember
here.
If it was like April or October.
I know. It felt very spring.
It did.
It smelled like spring. Yeah. It was raining like spring.
Except I was worried about my Halloween decorations. That was the only thing that wasn't spring.
My hay bale.
You don't put those stupid big inflatables in your front yard,
no,
do you?
No, inflatables are tacky.
They're
idiots.
Yeah, Home Depot is the place to go.
My neighbors have them. I'm not going to say anything. I love inflatables.
No, there's some legit Halloween decorations that will scare the crap out of you. So, yeah, but the inflatables is not the right. I go
if you're four, Katie.
No, oh my gosh, have you seen some of these things? Like, there's like Grim Reapers that are 9 feet tall that tell you, "I will haunt you in your dreams." Like, it's crazy.
Sounds like my mother-in-law.
I know, like, and you probably have nightmares.
Did your neighbor ever put out that 12-foot skeleton that he tried to sell to you?
Yes, it ended up going up, and then Reed was trying to get me to buy it off him because they wanted to get rid of it because. Their thing was just like what I was saying to Reed. I was like, I'm not storing that for 11 months, you know? Yeah. And then it's out for like 20 days or whatever, and then it's back into storage.
You know what I saw that's kind of funny? I saw a story about those 12-foot skeletons and how one man just keeps it up all year round because it's such a bummer to store in your storage units. And so he just dresses it up as different holidays. But it's like the most obscure things, too. Like for President's Day, he'll put it as a president. And then he'll just keep going throughout the entire year and just dressing it up as different
things. That's
how you do it. Yeah,
right? I moved out of my last neighborhood because of people like that. And into a neighborhood with an HOA. Because I don't want to see Skeleton Guy all year round with bunny ears on the skeleton.
Yeah, right.
His name was Larry.
That's just a dude that's super lazy that just won't take it down. So he's
100%.
I'm going to leave it up all year. And he cracks open a natty ice while he's out there looking at it.
Nah. Which I'm sure that's more care, leaving it up year round. That's 100% more care.
I don't know. It's tacky. Tacky, buddy. Let's talk about this dude that disappeared. Do you guys remember the details on this?
Yeah, well, he flew in. He came from Oregon, and he was moving to Arkansas. He was starting his life over, and he went and had a layover at DIA, and I guess he didn't have the right ID, so he had a temporary ID. So when he was trying to make his way through security, they were like, nope, you can't go past here. So then he disappeared for 3 days. Like,
awesome.
They turned him away from the airport. His family couldn't find him, and it was so severe, like, his cell phone and credit cards weren't even being pinged or used. So they were really worried about him. We talked about him on the show here. Like, we didn't know where he went.
Wasn't there, like, there was, like, zero security footage of this guy, too. So, which, I don't know how he got around that.
Yeah. Literal ghost,
ghost.
But they did find him.
They found him!
Yeah.
Yay!
Josh actually sent us a message yesterday.
Yeah, it was just interesting. I mean, they found him 3 days later, and they said they don't really even know what happened. Still, they have ideas and stuff, but, like, there's nothing confirmed, and they're like, if it were up to us, he just had a 3-day bender at DIA and had a grand old time.
Kinda.
I
mean,
I seriously think he was probably sleeping in a tunnel, or I think we joked about him in the ceiling or hiding in baggage claim.
Well, we all know the stories that come from DIA. This guy probably just found, like, some door that went down a tunnel for 3 days, and then he decided to turn back.
He was with,
like,
the aliens and the Illuminati and stuff.
Dude, it's those stories that you get are wild. He just found a door and went down a hallway.
This guy's a hero amongst a lot of dudes, probably, right?
Yes.
Like, if he accomplished every man's dream.
If you could disappear for 3 days, where would you go?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, I don't
know. I'm trying to think about that.
Katie would go to a waterfall.
I probably would. I'd go up into the mountains.
We'd probably
explore.
Find you in the mountains somewhere.
Yeah, that's where I'd go.
I don't know where I'd go. I'd want to
go
somewhere.
Like a store? Would you be in a store? Or would you just
the Lego store.
That's pretty solid, too.
I would build everything there. It'd be like Elf. You know how he made the store look like? That's what I would look like.
Yeah.
I just build everything.
I've got my go-to is always like the Bass Pro Shop out there.
Cabela's.
That's
like Cabela's.
Not a bad
it's not bad.
That's
you could totally survive
option.
For 3 days in there.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to feel really manly, you could fish for yourself.
They have fish there.
You could fish.
You could even hunt.
They have those giant taxidermy bears that I could get on and ride and pretend like I'm riding a bear.
There's that too.
That's a boy's dream, Katie.
That's funny. Yeah.
There is that, right?
Jesse George decided to take his 3 days and go, hang out at DIA, which if I had 3 days, DIA would not be the place I go and hang out.
But
you
have everything there.
I know.
You have everything
you need
there.
A Cinnabon?
Yeah. Yeah. A McDonald's where a Big Mac costs $15.
Don't they have like a Shanahan's there too or something
they do,
like that?
I think they do.
A nice steakhouse, yeah.
This guy's a hero.
He is.
Jesse George, salute you.
He needs a major award from the city because he pulled one over on his family and he disappeared for 3 days. So kudos to him.
Did he not eat though?
He had to have eaten.
That's the thing. They found him at the airport.
I'm so hungry.
3 days later, Friday morning, and they have no idea about his whereabouts for those 3 days. So where he ate, what he did, the water
he drank. Did
he just
stay silent? Like, no hey, idea. Jesse,
he's like
what'd
a
you
ninja.
Do?
Yeah. And Jesse George is not talking either.
That's what I was going to say.
He's not telling people.
My lips are sealed.
He's like, I was at the strip club is where I was. Don't tell my family.
You guys heard of Shotgun Willie's?
two more local things we should probably touch on. I saw this pop up on the Denver Post website yesterday. I had no idea, but I guess at the end of, I believe it was last month, the sports column closed down.
Yeah.
They shut
what?
The doors on the sports column. I know, right?
I didn't hear about this.
It's been open. I know, and they just posted it yesterday about it. So maybe it was on the sly that they shut it down, but it's been open since like 95.
Yeah.
And I used to go down there all the time with buddies, and that place was a meat market, first of all. I mean, it was harder than hell to get in that place. It was shoulder to shoulder, shimmying through that place.
Yeah.
And a lot of good memories there of just having fun.
The rooftop. Oh, the rooftop at Sports Column. The stories I could tell, but I
tell
won't.
One of them.
The stories you could almost remember.
Absolutely not.
Were you a flasher on opening? Hold on. Were you a flasher on opening day?
Funny. Remember, I've worked in radio for a long time. I used to do remotes next door. So Summit Music Hall now used to be called Club Bash, and we used to throw down at Club Bash. Oh my! That's how I learned how to dance, was those ladies at Club Bash.
You mean
on that
grind?
Stage. Yeah.
You danced on the stage?
I did, yeah. There was a silhouette.
What?
So there was like two stages in the bar, and there were silhouettes where girls would get up and dance. And there were actually bouncers standing next to it. So if there was a girl who you didn't want to see get up there, they'd tell her to get down. It was so sad.
Oh,
it was so sad
goodness.
To see him tell a girl to get down. But yeah, they taught me how to dance up on that stage. There was one time even, because I've told you boys how I used to be the mascot for one of the stations in town. So I got up on that stage dressed as the cash cow once. It was awesome. It's one of my favorite memories
That's
of all
cool.
time.
Show me your udders.
I know, exactly.
Oh hey,
where
I
are your horns?
Oh, Katie, I was a mascot too. I was the Chick-fil-A cow.
See, we're
I was
both
a Chick-fil-A
cows.
Cow for a long time back
Look
in the day.
Josh and I be in bovines.
Uh-huh.
I had to dress up as the mammoth for the Colorado Mammoth.
You were woolly.
I was woolly.
Also they're a bovine.
So smelly. So smelly.
The worst.
They smell so bad, man.
Smellier than a night at the sports call.
So bad.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Good times. Good times.
Yeah.
I didn't know
many
that about
times.
You, Katie.
That's really
many
sad.
Many times. Many good times there at Sports Column. It'll be missed.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.